Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. Acquit. Hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
I don't know if this has been on for 5 minutes or we're starting right the second, but this is the Legion of Skanks podcast, everybody. We are coming to you from our Zoom show, everyone. I'm your host, Big J Okerson. We got Davey Smith. We got the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez.
What's up, baby boys? Zoom o'clock.
Zoom o'clock. Like tank it. Top, Louis.
You know what's up, doggy?
Tank top, Louis.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be with the boys again. I'm excited to be back at the stand on Monday. I feel like we haven't been together at the stand in a long time.
It's been a couple weeks. I think it's been 2 weeks, no shows there. So, yeah, well, I'm excited to go back there. Oh, no, that's right. You guys ended up doing the one with Whitney, which I heard nothing but great shit about, actually.
She was wonderful. She fit right in.
Yeah, she was super cool. Very, very fun. She jumped in. She got the vibe of the show.
Yeah. She was like busting your guys' balls. I saw some of the clips. They were great.
Fucking A. So shout out to Whitney Cummins. Go watch her Netflix special.
When he comes, you play your cards right. You get to go with Lewis away somewhere. That's maybe how it works, everyone.
I tried. I did throw it at her.
Did she seem throw it at her for real?
She seemed more interested in young Dylan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She thought Dylan was cute. No, I didn't really throw it at her. I'm kidding, obviously.
Young Dylan is cute. What a little cutie. What a cute patoot.
Lewis really resents when people call young Dylan good looking.
No.
For some reason.
Somebody posted a video.
But he's boyishly cute.
Somebody posted a video trashing in Dylan for saying he opened a comedy club.
Yeah.
This guy, like, it's so cringy. The guy's like he called the venue that Dylan's doing it at.
Yeah.
He's like, is this a comedy club? And the venue's like, no. It's like, it's a show. The guy's like, look what we just uncovered.
Like, it's not really hard uncover.
Wait, so obviously,
no one just opened a comedy club.
Yeah, Dylan. Is it how many? Is it once a week? Is he doing a show?
Know. Or maybe the weekends.
Yeah, I said I would do it. I'm just going to be out of town. I'm going to be in Vegas this weekend. So, shout out to Dylan. Go support Dylan's show August 6th at some place that's not a comedy club.
Doped up comedy club. Not, it's asterisk, not in fact a comedy club.
Not really a comedy club. Should be pointed out. So just in case there was any confusion.
Should be called Doped Up Comedy Show. Why?
Well, should just be called the Dope.
If it's like functioning Friday and Saturday, like the weekends at a bar.
Look,
I mean, that's
Bananas
that's,
Comedy Club in New Jersey, in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, is simply a produced show in the back of a fucking...
It's fucking insane that Helium owns that. It's insane.
But I'm just saying, like, that's what it is. That's not unheard of for
it's
people
a ballroom
to call
with lights shining on you from the audience. They light you from the side with big blast lights that just cast giant silhouettes behind you. It's nuts.
Yeah, dude, it's just they use like 5 ring lights and that's the entire lighting setup. But that's not unheard of. Like, there's plenty of comedy clubs that
this
I especially
been
went
going
to
going on forever. Yeah, they're they
yeah
call
like
it a
Rascals.
That's Helium. That's why.
Yeah, but
it's
I'm
crazy.
Saying there's been plenty of comedy clubs. There's been plenty of comedy clubs that have started off as just being a show on a Friday, Saturday night in the back of a hotel or
sure.
a restaurant or whatever.
Sure, sure.
That other, the one up in Poughkeepsie, what's it called?
Laugh It Up. But
Laugh It Up,
also,
which is a good show. It's a great show.
Yeah, it is. And also the whatchamacallit, the comedy cabarets all in Philadelphia when I started were all like in the back of like a Bennigan's
it's
or something
an
like
unheard
that.
Unheard of thing. I do understand. It's a little. It doesn't matter. I understand what, like, the word club doesn't entice people to come more than the word show.
Well, it might in some way because people think it's like a functioning, you know what I mean? You have a little higher faith in it if it's like, You know what I mean? It's like a function club.
As a comedian,
club.
I would.
You don't think as an audience you would?
As an audience, I wouldn't really give a shit. If it's
I think that's crazy. When an audience is bad at a place, but it's like, I really like the idea of doing a show for very few people holds value such a small amount of the time, because more than like how much you expected when you were going out, your mind's always like, oh, I'm going to go out there to perform for a big audience of people who are just having a blast. And so, but when people picture coming out to a comedy club, they're also picturing like elbowing someone next to you and everyone's laughing.
When there's just 12 people there,
you're like, this fucking sucks.
Like everyone.
It blows so much, dude. I hate it. I hate
so many, and we all.
I hate
all
weeknights
us
at
so
comedy
many
clubs.
Shows like that. It's so rare. I mean, I haven't done a show like that in a very long time. But this was all of us did this all the time for years and years
all
and years.
Time.
Like shows like that, and there's so many of them where you just would have this moment looking around. You go, guys, can we just all agree to not do this?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be doing this, right?
Where there's
now.
Like 13 people in a 180 person room. And you're like,
oh, buddy. How about when there's like, how about when there's 13?
They'd be
about,
really fun.
Of course,
but most of the time, no.
It doesn't even matter. Like you're all walking away from it. You're going. You're like, let's just make the best of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not why they got babysitting. That's not why you drove hours or flew to that place. I remember that's the worst thing ever. It was like you said, when there's 13 people there, and they go. And then they go like, all right, we just need two more people and then we have to do the show. It's like 15 or like, and you're begging God, like, please, God,
and then
do
they
not
go,
show up. Please, can these two people not show up? Because more than sometimes, listen, I know there's points where we just like, look, we need our fucking money. And if they say like, you're not going to get your money if you don't do the show, you'd rather do the show, obviously. But there is something to like some part of you when they go, yeah, we're going to have to cancel the show. You're like, oh, thank God, I'd have to go on like, dance around for those 12 people.
Well, that's funny. It's like it's a different thing. Like now, like not that I don't need the money, I still need the money, but I would rather take the hit on the money and not have a bad, like embarrassing fucking show like that than like back in the day. It's like I needed the money. I needed the $20. It was
it was
a show
about,
in New York City.
Spot pay. Yeah. It wasn't like you were doing a show where you're getting a big check. It would literally be like, oh, you're getting $25 for this. And you're
but
like,
that was the difference between weed and a 40 for that night.
Yes. Like,
sure.
I was really planning on that $25. Dude, I remember so
many
shows.
Many
where
shows
like,
where they were saying, you don't have to go on, but we're not going to pay you, or we do it. And I'd be like, no. Then tell those five people to sit down and get ready for a show. Cause like, I fucking need this money. And you guys know, you guys both have kids, and Dave, you have really young kids. So it's like, you know, the thing, like when you need that money, and I was like 23 in that, 24, and like,
well,
we're doing the show.
I was never in that situation. That you were really in. Lewis was in it a bit more than me, just because I had kids later in life.
Yeah, than you guys.
I mean, I had many years of being dead broke. But I was never really in a situation like where I had a kid and needed like the $25.
Sure,
you know
sure,
I mean?
Sure.
Like,
it was more for like your own.
You had kids in your early 20s. I mean, you were like fucking.
Dude, when James was a baby, I would go. There was a supermarket in Harlem near me. And you would go and you would order there was a little barbecue section. It was actually pretty good barbecue in the supermarket.
I remember. Yeah. That was
yeah,
great.
You remember that? Dude,
great little barbecue
really good.
Section. Yeah, it was actually very good.
Really, really good. So, but there was also like a little like area upstairs where you could like sit down and have lunch. So I would all the time with James go and just order barbecue. And we just go upstairs and eat it and throw out all the stuff and not pay for it. All the time. Just play dumb. Be like, oh my God, I completely forgot to pay for all of that food.
Sorry, I was so distracted by my kid. You know how it is.
Oh, can we could clap this if we can't, but dude, I was hearing about the Byron stuff was making me laugh so hard. Just that he got yelled at because he was like sleeping there and inviting people over and shit. This Gas Digital.
No, I didn't hear he was inviting people over. How am I hearing about this?
Oh, shit.
Hilarious.
I would have assumed for sure you were aware of this.
No, I wasn't aware of any of this. What is Byron doing to my company?
Bobby,
what's happening?
Well, he invited a couple of friends over to
Who's
hang
friends?
Out.
Friends,
fans.
One was that kid that laughs really loud at the stand.
Okay,
so now he knows where you. Where
so
you
these
show.
Aren't even just like his friends; these are our regulars.
It was fans. Yeah, I heard it was. I thought it was fans from Ralph.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead. Tell me what happened here.
So he invited them over.
Can we just take a quick moment to just appreciate how delicious this is that Lewis hasn't heard this and is just
it really does make it more delicious.
And I'm the one who fucking I go to bat for these
he's
people.
He's gonna get so angry.
I go to bat for Byron. I'm the one going like, no, Byron's good.
I think Byron's great. I think he's a good kid.
Whatever happens here, he is the guy who found my AirPods.
Go ahead. What happened, Bobby?
Well, one day he invited that girl, Aria Navaria, whatever her name is. Aria Navaria. Whatever her name is. The girl from Long Island Princess. He was a guest on SDR one night.
Chanel Omari.
Omari, there we go.
Chantel
Omari. We're going to stick with Aria Navaria.
Whatever
Aria Navaria, why did he invite her over?
They were just in there chatting for the past three hours, just talking about her relationship problems.
Amaria Madbaria?
Yeah.
So guys, that was just one day. My name's too weird.
And then I believe it was last Friday, he had a bunch of people there until like 1:30 in the morning, just hanging out. I don't know what they were doing. And then the next day, the same kid came by, the laughing kid. I believe his name is Will. Came by and was just hanging out at the studios while people were recording.
Lewis really has taken a shit
face on. And he claims that he was there to pick up his podcast files that were recorded on the studio.
What the fuck is going on? Take the keys away from Byron right now.
Also, he slept there, apparently.
Yeah, and I caught him sleeping there a couple of times.
Why does Byron have keys to my business?
I told him, like, I'm going to, next time this happens, I'm taking his key and code away from him. So
take it away from him right now. We'll talk about it when I get back, when he can have access to this fucking place without anybody else being there. There's no reason for him to be there without anybody else.
Hey, Byron, if you could pull your own cock out of your mouth for a second and listen. I can't believe you didn't know that.
That's fucking crazy.
I didn't know. The point I was going to make about it all, I was like, we can all appreciate, like, the position Byron just broke Byron, like, kind of like hustling around like that, and I was like, so it's probably why he's not fired.
No, that.
And you just didn't know about it.
No, I didn't know about it. That's crazy. And I'm don't remember, I did shit like that when I used to run street teams for the New York Comedy Club. Like, I had keys for the New York Comedy Club, and I would bring girls in there, and I would fuck them in the office, and I would sleep in there all the time, and I would fucking...
I've taken advantage of access before, we all have.
But I wasn't Byron. I was still Lewis. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
but at the end of the day, I was Lewis.
But I wasn't. No, but I mean to say,
that's the greatest defense ever. Don't even add anything to it, bro.
No, but I want to make sure it's understood. Like, I wasn't the Byron of Gas Digital. I was still the Poster Dog. I was the Lewis of Poster. Lewis is to Poster Dog as Lewis is to Gas Digital. You know what I'm saying? So it's
But Lewis is not to New York Comedy Club what Lewis is to Gas Digital.
No, I'm not. But I wasn't to New York Comedy Club what Byron is to Gas Digital. I was to New York Comedy Club what, like, Bobby Hutch is to Gas Digital. Like, I was bringing in hundreds, if not thousands, of people per week to the business and generating a ton of money.
Bobby Hutch
sounds a lot more than what Bobby Hutch does, to be honest.
I have way more value than anybody in Gas Digital, period.
This is a one-time Lewis is praising me, guys. Let's have it. Let's let it roll.
I just don't understand. I mean, where are these thousands of people that you're bringing in?
I have 31 subscribers with my promo code. All right.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Bobby.
There you go. That's not bad.
Okay. Fuck me. Did you guys see there's more D'Elia accusations?
No. I think it's not fair to call them accusations.
I don't know what it feels like to be accused of.
I'm going to say that this isn't like a defense of him, because I think it's fucking, dude, and I'm into weird shit, and I think it's just a dark thing he's doing and into. But that said, it's more like someone's exposing that he's fucking a weirdo into weird sex shit. It's not really an accusation here, other than
he stiffed a sex worker.
Nothing underage about this at all.
He was basically in the original thing, from what I recall. It was almost like there were these two accusations. I don't even know the details of any of this, but one of the accusations was he was talking to, like, underage chicks, and the other one that he was being like, kind of like a creep kind of like a dick. And it's like, it bothers me so much how they'd make those two bleed into each other. Like, it's all the same thing. It's like, look, if there were underage chicks, okay, then that's a fucking thing. Sure. If not, none of us should know about this. It's just none of our business.
Well, you can pull up the thing. So there's this chick, this comic from LA, I believe from LA, named Alex Hamilton, who she really has it out for Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, now, someone said to me she made a 30-minute like stand-up special.
25 or 30-minute stand-up special specifically about Chris D'Elia. Now, here's the thing, okay? I don't know this chick at all. Maybe she's got a very specific beef with him and she knows the guy. I don't know. But in my opinion, it's like, you know, let's say he's a fucking sex criminal and he's actually out there and he's grooming underage girls. More, you know, let's just say that's 100% true. You're still sort of clout chasing. You're still sort of using these girls' plight to get clicks on your own thing.
For sure.
Like I don't look at it as this brave fucking thing. People talk about creeps. It's not a thing like where people are afraid to call out creeps in the industry. They're genuinely not. I think that the reason that not everybody just jumps on every narrative right away is because there's a lot more gray area nuance to a lot of these stories than as simple as, like, this guy's a rapist, this guy's a sex criminal, this guy's that, you know? So when the Louis thing came out, when the Aziz Ansari thing came out, people started looking a little bit more at the nuance of these things. And I don't think that people are burning bridges and throwing away relationships with people that maybe they know. Maybe they know more. Than the public knows, right? And they don't want to just jump
on
it.
It's just right. And it's also like
with Chris D'Elia, I don't actually fucking know. I don't defend the guy because I don't know the guy.
That's kind of the point too, is that with most of these things, it's like, well, we don't know. And there are actually like a lot of details that you just don't know. You know, whatever the Brian Callum thing. One chick says 20 something years ago, this guy raped me. And he's like, no, I didn't. You're like, what am I supposed to do with that? Yeah, I have no idea.
That data right there isn't enough for me to go, oh, Brian Callen's a rapist.
You know? I don't know. I mean, like,
it's also not enough for me to go, Brian Callen's not a rapist, which I've never straight up said either. I don't fucking know. I don't know these people, you know? To be honest with you, I have enough mutual friends with the guy that were like, no, that's bullshit, that I sort of like believe when people say that, you know, and that's, I take then, that when I have personal friends and I know people on a personal level, when they'll sort of say, yeah, you know what, dude, that's kind of bullshit. And that's sort of what happened with Callen. But
I just kind of tend to, I go like, look, I'm not a fucking court system. I can't like be, I'm not here. Like I'm going to determine the innocence or guilt of every person. So I just kind of go with like an innocent till proven guilty, and maybe not proven, but like an innocent till like, oh yeah, it seems pretty clear that this person is guilty. And even with like the fucking D'Elia shit, it's like, okay, I just don't, they're like, okay, he was messaging with underage girls. And it's like, did he know they were underage girls? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just like other questions that you're like, was it just some chick just message him? Look, and then he was messaging back.
That seemed
back
to go enough away that I don't know where the, you know, the smoke fire thing there. However, this, I said, and I read it all because I'm always going to do that. I'm going to look at all the fappening pictures and everything. However, it doesn't mean anything, to me differently than I'm like, oh, it's very fucked up. Like I don't hold it against the person. So it's like, but well, this thing, I'm going to tell you what it's getting that he's talking to what I believe is like a sex worker, an OnlyFans girl, like a porn content chick or whatever, is what it says. And that, she gets called a sex worker by her friend, this comedian. The comedian says she's her friend. And that he sent her a thing like he's going to pay her essentially. He breaks down what each act is going to pay, but it's some total of $41,000 to
he's going to send a friend
have her
over.
Make a video. He's sending a guy over to fuck her, and like he wants her to react a certain way to it. And she's and also the things all written in like daddy.
And excuse also, me. I like let me daddy, say as well, yeah, like yeah. not you know, it's all alleged. Like it's not clear that it's actually from him.
Yeah,
you know
true. What I'm saying? It like, could also just not be him.
So a lot of people were on this thread because she's posting screenshots between this OnlyFans girl and allegedly D'Elia, and you know it's sort of her, you know him. It's just sort of kind of like creepy shit. You know what I'm saying? Him saying he's going to send this guy over.
He's going to pay her $40,000 to fuck another dude
to humiliate some other dude, and
tell him his dick's little and complain, and then. Like he'll clean her up and then she'll be his forever and blah, blah, blah. But he also, they get him on this one. If it's him,
that's about $41,000.
They got him bagging on his wife a bit, saying he's trying to leave her and go to Atlanta. And would she come to Atlanta, this girl? And then it'll be like, I told you, don't ever text me again. You know what I mean? It's
Why don't you pull up the actual screen? Pull up the actual screenshots because you get a little bit more context, right? So, you know, you have These are the third of the, from the screenshots that my friend had with Chris D'Elia. Here's some context, but I'm not going to fault anyone for being skeptical. Warning, these are some pretty, there's some pretty gross stuff in these screenshots.
My question, let me, before you read this real quick, I want to say my question is always, and as you read it, is going, why should this affect his career? I just don't, you know what
so
I mean?
So here's the thing. The one thing, if this is really him.
It's like right? weird let me, as fucking let, hell.
We can fast forward to the end for a second, but you just, I'll tell you the thing that becomes like, crazy to the point where I'd be like, if it is actually him, I'd be like, yeah, that's fucking wild. So apparently at one point, his wife gets on the DM threads with the girl because he stiffs the girl for the money, Dave, right? He stiffs the girl for the money. He doesn't pay her for the money.
If this is all true, by the way, this is the thing that I actually, it makes a lot of sense what this girl comic is saying, though. I'm like, oh, it does look like that if you read
it. So he stiffs the girl on the money. He says, yeah, you didn't do everything in the video. I'm not paying you, right? So then the girl keeps being like, no, fuck you. You have to pay me. You have to pay me. And they keep on going back and forth. So eventually his wife gets on the thread and she's like, leave my husband alone. You know, actually, and there's a little bit of weirdness here, right? I'm putting my rape dicks hat on right now because she says my boyfriend, which they're married. So if it's his wife or if it's really Chris D'Elia, why would they say boyfriend? It's a bizarre mistake to make if it's really Chris or if it's really his wife, right? But the girl, Alice Hamilton.
Well, we don't know the days of this either. It might have been before they were married.
She thinks that. I think this is supposed to be recent. Maybe it isn't. You're right, though. She thinks that it's Chris pretending to be his wife, right? And being like, leave my family alone. And then he says, you know, if you don't leave my family alone, I'll find you and kill you. I know your address. So it's some like, but like, if that's Chris.
Does this say I'll find you and kill you?
Yes. If that's, really? Yeah, pull it up to make sure I'm not misreading this, but yeah. I'm 99.9% positive.
I heard it was like more suggested, like, you better get out of L.A.
No, she says specifically, if it's his wife or if it's Chris or whoever it is, they say specifically, I'll find you and I'll kill you, which that is fucking bonk. If that's true, that's fucking, I mean,
that's also, but it's also,
that's
also
criminal. I don't even know exactly.
That's a crime.
Then that should,
a crime.
That should affect his career if that's real.
Yeah, but that should also like, you should, if this is a crime and you have proof of this, then go to the fucking police for that. Like, I don't know.
That's a death threat.
Like, well, I think the problem is she's an OnlyFans sex worker, so I don't think she's legally allowed to be sucking dick for tens of thousands of dollars on OnlyFans. I think that's where the gray area is.
Market violence.
I think
I read it wrong or missed parts because I didn't see that at all.
You had already come, so all the blood was from your head.
Oh, that's right. By the third screenshot, I was fucking blasted.
Yeah, let me see. I'll send you a laundry list. I'll make you come every day. Let me see. Pull up the one where, keep going. Yeah, these are the things, the list, kiss, fingering, a blowjob for $23,000.
Wait, hold on. So fingering, I was going to say.
$500 to
$20. Hold on. This is all fucked. So kiss is $500 and fingering is also $500. It's the same price for fingering as for a kiss. And then a BJ is $23,000.
Heavy jump.
And then to let him go this down on just, you, it's $2,000. It's just this crazy.
This is like the inner autist in me is just going nuts with all of this right now. You got to balance this out.
I'll give you $11,000 for sex, but $23,000 for a blowjob. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, some people just want to watch a dick going into her mouth. So maybe that's more valuable to him.
I could understand that. That I could even understand the argument of. There's no argument that fingering has to be way more valuable, a way higher price than kissing, and you got to close the gap between BJ and fingering. It can end up with the same total. But
by the way,
is just
$23,000 to put dick in your mouth, to put balls in your mouth, we're back down to $500.
Listen, if this is Chris D'Elia, he's a lunatic. This is the craziest thing actually about the whole story. It's his
pricing list. He should be canceled for this.
By the way, if you even have
ruin this guy's career.
If you have even a slightly deep throat, you could probably knock out 23.5K real quick with me. Get the balls and dick in there at the same time.
Let's see. Go forward. Let's see. I hope he makes you come. Keep going. Go to the point where the wife gets on. Go. Keep on going toward the end. Yeah, because that's the thing that – because here's the thing.
She does keep saying, I really don't want to do this. But again, they're like in this kind of character thing.
Let's see. He already agreed because I owe him. So yeah, so this at this point
owed
in the
him.
So here's what happens. So Chris allegedly is telling the girl like I own this guy. He's like apparently blackmailing this guy as well. And the reason that Alice Hamilton didn't include this guy's name is because she thinks that he might be a victim as well, right? The whole point of all of this, honestly, is like I just feel like this chick Alice has a vested interest in fucking. She's got a special. It feels like she's promoting her fucking I Hate Chris D'Elia special with all this.
I mean, really?
Yeah. Let's see.
He's walking up now.
Yeah, I'm looking for that point. There's a whole bunch of screenshots.
By the way,
there's
a bunch of screenshots. By the way, go back. He does say, do you want him to leave? But that's, I guess, also manipulation. Yeah, you said you do anything. Do you want him to leave?
His name is Daddy in the thing.
But isn't that kind of what he calls him? Like, his comedy thing is like the
daddy
shit? Yeah,
he calls himself Daddy.
I mean, I think a lot of people call themselves Daddy.
I know, it's so lame.
Yeah.
Never enjoyed a guy calling himself Daddy.
Papa thinks it's lame.
Yeah, Papa Bear works for me. Papa, I'll accept.
All right,
Papa.
I got it. Can you please go to the end where he threatens him, where he threatens her? Please, for the love of God, I've said 15 times.
I'm trying to.
I'm looking
to find it.
This is all so bizarre. God damn.
See, that's not it. He was so crushed, it was perfect. Yeah, it's where he gets like really nasty about the guy. He was so crushed, it was perfect. You talking about how small he was. I'm worried you didn't delete it because you and him are work, and maybe you and him are working against me. Call me crazy, but I just need to know it's conversation deleted and stopped communication between you two. She keeps saying like,
"Oh,
I'm not talking to him. Please believe me."
She'd smash her phone if it would make him feel better. She's never talked to him. She sounds when she writes that she's pretty disgusted that she did it. But again, I think that's what he wants her to. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to tell when they're in this deep fucking dumb role play of daddy horse shit. You can't tell what's real.
Oh, so there we go. Right. So then his wife chimes in. I don't know who you are, but leave Chris alone. He's dating me and he has a fucking kid.
From the same account, by the way. From the same.
Yeah, from the same account. He's dating me and has a fucking kid.
The name is Daddy? I don't know. Wouldn't that be like.
He's dating me and has a fucking kid. How could you do this? I'm going to go through this whole conversation and screenshot everything. If you ever talk to him again, I will kill you. I'm sure your address is in this conversation somewhere. He's mine, and he will never truly know or like you. Back the fuck off. Oh, my God, this discussion. Please leave my family alone. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's a legit criminal, like, thing.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know. I don't know if that was D'Elia or his fucking wife.
What if he gets his wife arrested?
Or this isn't either of them.
Yeah, well, that's what somebody else was saying. They were like, it sounds like... It sounds
Chris,
like
that was you, please. Because you're nuts, babe. he owes her $23,000. Oh, wow. She only did the blowjob, I guess.
Yeah. He will get nothing from us. And there's a video I have here where a guy tells you he doesn't.
Yeah, this is pretty bad, too.
Let me see. Go ahead.
Go next. You'll get nothing from us, and there's a video I have here where a guy tells you he doesn't want to make the videos, but you make him anyway. Who do you think is going to get in trouble? I'm sorry for what you've been through, but you need to leave my family alone.
I mean, dude, if this is Chris D'Elia, he's an evil mastermind. He's like,
yeah. I mean, like, respect level is kind of going up for Chris D'Elia if he is pulling all of this off.
Chris coerced both of us into doing that.
Dance puppets.
Dance for daddy. Bidding. Dance for daddy.
What if he really is this evil of a fucking dude?
It's brilliant.
I mean,
the guy might be a certified genius.
From all the, there's
is there
just,
any
there's
evidence
no...
that this is him?
That no, is, well, that's what a lot of people are saying, that it could be somebody trying to trick this girl, and that he's a famous person.
They could be
never
tricking
was
the girl. They could be tricking the girl. The girl could be trying to trick us. It could be him. It's just like, I have no idea what to do with any of this information.
I know, it sucks, but it is funny. Like the what I hate about this, and maybe it's for the best anyway. But like we've walked past each other, maybe shook hands once ever, never. Words back and forth with each other in any way, like no conversation ever. So I have no gauge of the dude he is.
Oh, me and him, we tried to start a pickup artist business together a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah. It was you know, just sharing ideas on how to treat women.
Yeah. How to score chicks. Yeah.
Yeah. How to score chicks.
I remember that.
Yeah. You don't remember that dude, Chris D'Elia and Moshe Gomez's pickup artist business?
Dude, are you kidding me? Gad Digital Women.
I walked past him at an Equinox one time and said hello, and then I think maybe once or twice at the Comedy Store. I don't know, like, you know, like I said, I think that To be Soderstein fair,
was very nice when he met him. Soderstein's a really nice guy.
To be fair, you know, I just don't know enough about the situation. You know, look, it's not looking good. When there's this many accusations, right, and this many people come out against you.
Well, people like to pile on.
It's not just one or two. Like, look, if it was just one or two fucking chicks, everyone's dated a couple crazy bitches in our lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I would go, you know what, dude, his word against. But when it's just a bunch of people, and it seems like he likes young chicks, right? And as I'm getting older, it's getting weirder and weirder when you, like, even with Dane Cook, dude, right? So Dane Cook, people are trashing Dane Cook. And
he's getting a lot of shit for it right now.
I'm not going to fucking pile on here.
Why are they so angry at him?
First of all, that girl is the hottest girl I've ever seen. She's so hot.
Well, she's super hot. I guess they just, news came out.
She's crazy hot.
I think they got engaged. Is that what it was? And so this is kind of like bringing it back up.
He did an interview with People Magazine. There's like a big photo shoot where he's like, where they talk about how they were best friends when they first met. And he met her when she was 18 years old. And if you're a 36-year-old man and you're best friends with, or whatever it is, he was over 40.
I think he was way older than that.
And I don't care if you're 36, if you're best friends with an 18-year-old, that's psychotic, dude.
He's 57.
I'm not saying it's more evil or more fucked up. It is definitely crazier, the idea that you just became best friends with an 18-year-old than you were trying to fuck that 18-year-old.
He's so old that his skin is growing. Like, he just looks like a larger human. Bizarre.
No, he's got work done.
No, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing is just very, very bizarre. And look, it's very weird, man.
I'm not saying if you go and you legally fuck an 18-year-old girl, there is something to building a relationship with a girl that's that young. Dude, I've dated a couple 25-year-olds, 26-year-olds, and even then, at this point, I'm going like, I was like, dude, really
18
hard.
18 is like, she was a junior in high school last year.
Yeah.
Like, 3 years ago, she was like in middle school or whatever. You know, it's like this really.
And he was selling out like arenas.
He was selling out arenas when she was
a child.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Why
is he getting shit?
Well, he met because he met her when she was 18, and now she's
24
now?
Well, no, I guess from what I've heard is that there are people speculating. I heard some people like saying, I don't know any of this shit, but now they're like, you know how this is. They're going back and finding like Instagram posts of them together before she was 18 and shit like
really?
And like, so yeah, I don't know exactly, like, I'm not up on any of these details. I just can't like bring myself to dude's fucking personal life.
But exactly, but if it's all like, I don't know, it is what it is, man. Like, they're getting married, it seems to be working out, who gives a shit?
Yeah, well, that's, I agree with that.
There is so much
sleep.
I'm like, who cares? To me, it ain't for me. It's exactly what I would think. I'm like, 25 years old, like, where there's just a major gap there, it's going to cause issues.
Look, here's the thing, if you simply met a 25-year-old girl and started dating her, like, I don't think it's that fucking creepy. It is, I'll tell you right now, just as somebody who dates, and I date younger chicks, right? There's a massive difference, even between like 25 and 30. When you're dealing with chicks like 30 years old, the conversations that you have, it's just a huge difference. Just they're looking at life a little bit different. So I think as you go into your 30s, there's a mental switch that clicks in you where you start valuing things differently. You start looking at the world a little
bit
differently.
It's also hugely different. Like 18 to 25 is like hugely. Like if you're a 45 dating a 25-year-old, it's like, okay, you're dating a much younger woman. You know, people could feel how they feel about that. That's so much different than dating an 18-year-old. Like, 18 is like high school. Like, that's like, you know,
simply for fucking, not dating. What is wrong with you, Dane? You don't date them.
Dane, fuck her. Don't marry her.
The fuck is wrong with you? I mean, look, I will say, ultimately, you know, there's nothing illegal. There's a fucking line there. It's just weird. What do you want me to say? If my niece. Like, I would have an issue with Dane Cook hanging out with me. I'm not going to fucking fault the guy. I'm not going to say he's a piece of shit. I'm not going to say he's a pedophile or a groomer. I'm just saying, like, it's a little bit weird. And
what's
maybe it shines a light onto sort of, like, where his mental state is, right?
And
because
hers,
he's also been famous.
Know.
He's been famous since he was very, very young. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you grow up in comedy, you grow up in the spotlight, right? And I know this because we've been doing comedy since I was in my early 20s. Like, you just mature in a much slower pace. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
much slower.
Going on. I mean, look at us. We're the Legion of Skanks. We have a fucking really immature podcast. Jay's wearing Manic Panic in his hair right now. There's issues.
It's just bleach, but I know what you mean, though. I got the point.
It's just bleach. Point stands, though.
Yeah. Point still stands. I couldn't imagine my dad having half-dyed hair when he was my age. That would have been weird.
Here's what's weird about it, dude. I guess, look, there has to be like a line somewhere where you say like, this is fucking criminal if you're on the other side of this line. You know, where exactly that line is somewhat arbitrary, but there has to be a line somewhere, you know? And so I understand, look, you're over that line, technically not doing anything illegal. Yeah, I get that argument. The thing that's just a little bit weird to me about having that line is like, if a 24-year-old fucked a 16-year-old, we're like, that's criminal and that person should go to fucking jail. But then when like a 47-year-old fucks an 18-year-old, there's like these spreads in fucking People magazine about it and shit. It's like, shouldn't there be, first off, I just find that second one to be so much more fucked up than
that's my point, like, about like, just because you can, should you?
and do we go from throwing you in jail to now celebrating it?
It's a legal thing, or, you know, versus a moral thing. No, so you're, I agree. Like, no, it shouldn't be illegal to gaslight your girlfriend and manipulate her into, you know, fucking your best friend in front of you on a video. It shouldn't be illegal, but you should look in the mirror and go, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah. It's odd. Yeah, right. Odd behavior, for sure. Yeah. Do a little introspection there.
But it's like, you know, like, it's, you know, the drug argument, right? So I think as a libertarian, Dave, you could probably get into like that idea. It's like, no, like, you think all drugs should be legal, but you don't want your kids doing fucking cocaine, heroin, or even smoking blunts before they're of an age where they can,
sure,
you know, mentally get there. So, whatever. I mean, look, the Chris D'Elia thing, I'll say the jury's still out. I don't really fucking know. You know,
well, that's nothing. Look, this is all we've said. You'd have to just, if in terms of actually how you feel about it, you'd have to dismiss all of this as nothing. I don't even know if that's his account or not. I'm seeing screenshots.
If it's a real death threat, someone should fucking backwards work that through whatever cyber crimes division.
Yeah, like this
is there a cyber crimes division?
The chick who's a sex worker, OnlyFans content creator, whatever the fuck you're supposed to call.
Yes, Dave, you got it right. Thank you for being cool.
Wait, that chick could be fucking making it up. The comedian chick who posted it could be making the whole thing up. She could have just made it, or it could be real, or like like you said, Lewis, someone else could be fucking with them and have them convinced this was really Chris D'Elia when it's not. There's just too many possibilities to like have any idea what the fuck's going on there.
But I'm here for it. I'm enjoying watching.
But it's, you know, it's not a bad segment for the show.
Settle in for the ride.
Oh shit. Let's talk about.
You want to do plugs real quick? Get them out of the way.
Oh yeah, let's do some plugs real quick. Get them out of the way. Can I just say?
Yes.
Can I just say? Can I go
first?
Yes. Tallahassee, stand the fuck up. Come on, August 12th. Let's go. You know, Jacksonville's, we're doing good. West Palm Beach, we're doing great. Tallahassee, we needed you. We need you to stand up bad, and we need you to come out hard. All right. Listen to me. Just come. Please, just come.
Lewis, can I say something real quick too?
What?
My agency, for fuck all knows what reason, started sending me my ticket counts before the show. They send them to you, and what it says is how many seats there are, / how many to date have been sold. Yeah. And let me tell you, I do pretty good numbers on the road. Can you please start buying your tickets not the day of at the box office and start buying them early? Because I go heavy panicked into every weekend.
Tallahassee, to the point where I want to cancel it right now.
Don't you do that, Tallahassee.
So don't do it, Tallahassee. Come the fuck out, because if we don't sell enough tickets, I'm not driving all the way to Tallahassee. It's just not happening. I'm not coming out for 30 people. It's just not happening, Tallahassee.
We just talked in the beginning of the show about how much that sucks for you. Lewis cancels the show, know that a part of it is doing that for you, too.
The club manager in Tallahassee is like, all right, we got 28 in there. If it's over 30, we got to do a show. Oh, we got a party of a guy and a midget. Let's go. Get in there, Lewis.
Look, Lewis, we're gonna count them. Me and Aaron Berger on tour together, the Offend Everyone tour. It's so much fun, dude. We both go and do our own thing, and then we go on stage together at the end for like a half an hour. It's a really fun, hilarious, dirty show. So come out. We'll be in Florida, West Palm Beach the 11th, Tallahassee the 12th, and Jacksonville on the 13th. And then at the end of the month, we'll be in Cleveland, Ohio. So come out to Cleveland at the end of August as well. Then Denver,
What's the West Palm venue?
Improv.
Nice.
Colorado Springs and Denver, Albany, Syracuse, all coming up in September. Skankfest happening October 14th through 16th in Las Vegas, Nevada, skankfest.net. We're going to be doing more giveaways here on the show, so make sure you tune in. And if you guys love this show, subscribe to GasDigitalNetworks.com. You get the entire On Demand library, all ad-free, uncensored, and in one place, all at Gas Digital. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete On Demand library for all of the shows here on the network. And support us that way. It's the best way you can do it.
Davey?
ComicDaveSmith.com. Go check it out there. I got a bunch more ticket links that we're going to be putting up over the next few weeks. In August, I'm here in Orlando now, and then I'm traveling for a few other podcasts. But in September, I'll be back with some more stand-up shit. So go over there. ComicDaveSmith.com. Part of the problem. Yo, MMA rap right here at Gas Digital Network.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates all over the place, everyone. This weekend I am in Cincinnati, Liberty Funny Bone. After that I have Columbus coming up, Buffalo, New York, actually the weekend after. Then I have Columbus all fucking over. I know it sounded like I just said two places in Ohio and a place between, but it is
all
more than
over
that.
Over Ohio.
Big J's all over Ohio tour. The SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network, and of course the Bonfire 5 days a week. Omaha's coming up soon also. Bonfire 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Skankfest, I'm doing my special. I just got my scout date to go look at the venue to get it going. I'm going to go out there and check out the venue in September, so I'm excited about that. The special is coming together.
Hell yeah.
As far as that goes. And also at Skankfest, I'll say Ralph's looking into it, see if he can make it happen, but I have officially said, if he'll throw down, I will fight Sebastian Bach at Skankfest. If we can get Sebastian Bach to Vegas,
Sebastian
I'll
Bach's
fight him at Skankfest. Yeah, I know he's not pussy.
Why don't you box him? Would you box somebody at Skankfest either way, Jay?
No, Sebastian Bach. I'll fight his hand. I'll fight him the day of my special.
What if it'll be, what about anybody named Sebastian? Maniscalco?
Nope.
Crab?
No, I said yesterday on SDR show, the three people.
Tickets for you.
There was three people. I forget who they were. One was the guy, Edwin McCain, who sings I'll Be Better When I'm Older. I said I would fight him at Skankfest. And I forget what the other one was. God damn it. But yeah, there's three people
or
I would
any
fight.
Any female police officer.
Oh, I know it was. The other one I said I'd fight Barry Stock, 3 days grace.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be a good fight, actually.
That would be a good fight.
Yeah. I would do that for sure. I'm going to DDT him. I want to do pro wrestling moves. Yeah, Irish whipping the ropes.
Yeah, dude, I gotta beat him. I have to be so in shape at Skankfest. I want to get in Ellis's head at the press conference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because mine and his fight is on April 8th. So I have a lot of time for that. But I want to be 210 pounds. I want to be fucking pretty jacked.
Yeah.
The fight's not till April?
April 8th.
Okay, so you guys are
going to get some
shape.
Glamour muscles until then, and then I'll go into the fucking gym. No. Then he goes for training.
I've been training hard. It's just like, there's no rushing it. It's a crazy, like, you know, I also don't want to, like, kill myself with, like, the diet, like, just for the sake of, like, doing it, because I have so many months of doing it, like, and it gets very, like, intensive leading up to it. So, I'm pumped. It's going to be good.
So, yeah, that's cool.
You're only willing to fight women at Skankfest.
Don't you call Sebastian Bach a bitch? Now it sounds like a three-way dance.
He doesn't like me either. You know, me and him got into an argument as well on Twitter.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do remember that. Wasn't that what 311 was involved? Not 311. No. Eve 6.
Dude, why do all these musicians hate us?
Just the gayest ones.
Eve 6, Sebastian Bach, 3 Days Grace.
3 Days Grace. Do me and Barry Stock or me and Sebastian Bach? Bach
Stock. Anybody that rhymes with Ock.
Anything's name ends in Ock. I don't care if it's CH or CK.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and talk to our responsible adult listeners who are over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Wow.
Did you hear something, Lewis?
Somebody crying?
Yes.
What is going on? Yo, Delta Vampire, what's going on?
feeling pretty low, boys.
What's going on? Why are you upset? Why are you crying? You're usually in such a good mood. You're the life of the party.
My longtime frenemy, the werewolf.
Another rock on a werewolf?
Oh. I just got word that he was stabbed with a silver car door.
Yeah, it was a tragic situation, but it had to be done.
But you know, if there's no wolf, then what's the point of the vampire, you know?
Well, I get what you're saying. Like, so he's like the Joker really to your Batman.
But you know, you existed for like well before we ever found out about that dumb character, so maybe just your point is to just get real high on Delta 8.
But I really took to the guy, you know, and I don't know. It's just like, if there's no him, why is there me? If there's no bad, how could there be good?
So, I mean, is he the last werewolf on the earth? I mean, is there no other werewolves to hunt?
It's the first and only one I've ever heard about in the ad game, you know?
Yeah.
That is true. That is a good point. Well, maybe your purpose is to just let the good people know about YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network, and all of their amazing products like gummies and vapes.
And honestly, how good do you feel now that you've taken some gummies and vapes with your friend dying?
I'm feeling better. Hey, if you need to get over your mortal enemy / friend dying, vapes and gummies from Delta 8 could do the trick.
And if you use the promo code
Delta 8 Vampire.
If you use the promo code GAS when you check out, you'll actually save 25% off your entire order. That's pretty cool.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for being there for me.
You feeling a little better?
Yes. Aww. Yes, I'm feeling better.
Well, we're never going to kill you off. Don't worry. You bring in the big bucks.
Try, homo. See what happens. And just like that, I'm back. Promo code GAS.
YoDelta.com.
Hang on. Let me pour out a little blood from my dead homie. There it is. All right. Get your gummies and your vapes from YoDelta. You know the drill.
That was you flying off.
What's first of all, Bobby, we talked about it on a bonfire already, but what? You don't put that wrong. And the thing is, this Kevin Hart talks about Big J and his wife swinging. It was not my wife, it was my fucking right after high school girlfriend.
Oh, I thought the story was you and Carla, to be honest.
No,
I've heard the story from your perspective, which is funny. It's the same exact story. You've told it before. You were like, I think you used to do it on stage too, right? Where you're trying to like be sexy, but you keep on looking over.
Yeah. While she's getting crushed. All I saw was that guy's decently in shape shoulders and her ankles on them. He was almost looking at me with like the right dude tearing it up. But it was, it was my Cheryl. That was Cheryl.
That was the other girl. Yeah, but you were fucking the other chick. Was the other chick hot?
Yeah, that's all I had in my head about it, was that she was hot and I was going to have sex with her, not overthinking that this guy was going to fucking wreck her out. And then, it was hilarious. And then we, I ended up getting into like almost a fight with the guy the next time we saw them and hung out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But because I was insecure idiot and he was like saying they wanted to do it again. And I was like, I don't think it's our thing, man. And I was just like,
he was like, maybe it's not your thing. It seemed to be her thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's essentially exactly what he said. he was like, oh, really? Because I thought you had a good time. I was like, yeah, dude, it was good. It's fine. It's just like, just don't think it's our thing. He goes, I mean, I know she had a good time. And I was like, and I grabbed him, and then the girls came down, and it was just like,
you grabbed him, and then
I think I apologized like very like minutes afterwards because I was like,
and then you had to back down from his bigger dick.
His dick wasn't bigger. That's funny. When he walked past me when we were switching girls, I was like, all right, that's fine. I was a little worried about that last minute.
You did a swaparooski. So who did you start with? Did you start with your girl and then switch, or you started with
I just
girl?
Told this the other day on the bonfire. I'll tell it here. But it's me and my girl fucked, and while we were fucking, she came, which was like, you know, the mind clear for her a little bit. Yeah. And she's like, I don't know. She's like, I don't know if I want to do it anymore. And I was like, I mean, we're here. I remember saying we're here. And that's really all it took. She was like, yeah, we are here. And then me and that guy, we just like walked past each other. She was on the floor his girlfriend was on the bed, so I went under the bed, he went onto the floor and rocked her ass. And his girl had rubber snatch, and also I was finding out in that moment she is definitely doing this for him.
Yeah,
like the worst thing of those situations. So, yeah, she's not
into it at all.
So she's not really that into it, and I'm just sweating on her face. That's the thing I picture in my head when I still do that on stage, which not to give away a punchline, but I say like my right arm's stronger than my left because I balance on my right and use my left to wipe sweat off my face and apologize. That's always what I'm picturing that. Like, that's what I was doing. I'm like, I'm sorry. Is there like AC in here or something?
Oh, it's, will you start? See, Dave will never know the feeling of being a fat guy on top of a girl starting to sweat and then getting nervous about your sweat. So starting to sweat more because of
all
the
you're
sweat.
Thinking about. Yeah.
It's then,
then you try to go back to let it drip down your own face instead of on her. And then you're fucking in another weird position. It's this girl. Yeah. She just kept looking over.
I was going to grab a towel.
She kept looking at them, which made me keep looking at them. And it was just like making me sad.
It would make me so sad.
I got teary eyed in the ride home for sure. For sure. That's why I was so wound up when he said it, that thing the next time.
Dude, even like girls that like, I like, even if I'm dating a girl, or like casually dating a girl, and she tells me about other shit with like other dudes, it bothers me.
Dude, that's
like, I'm too insecure. I can't, like, I just can't even, like.
You know what's so funny about that, dude? And Lewis, like, our reputations sort of like precede us a bit. So that was one of the funniest things ever. Me and Christine sitting down early. I mean, like a week or two into seeing her. I liked her a lot. And we were sitting on like a stoop somewhere, and I was just like, I go, it's like crazy. Like, you know, you've been around comedy so long, you're saying, like, you haven't really hooked up with any other comics or anything like that. And she was just like, no, you know the story, but she goes, but that's the moment she goes, oh God. She's like, you're going to laugh at this so hard. She goes, I fucked John F. O'Donnell. And I was like, oh man.
And she goes, oh, you're right. I am going to laugh. That's what I'm going to do. Laugh.
Dude, I was so devastated by it. I was like, oh boy.
Well, that's the problem when you hook up with somebody like
in comedy. Yeah,
it's just gonna happen inevitably. I mean, I've dated girls where I'm like in a comedy club in a room, and I've been with two other guys that have fucked my girlfriend. And you're just sitting there like, there's three of us here right now. You whore. And you can't be mad at her. So you literally have to internalize it. It's like a poison that you have to push down inside of yourself. And you hate yourself.
I must be better than them. Oh, get down there.
But anytime she doesn't want to fuck, you're like, oh, I guess I'm not Modi, huh?
Yeah. I bet you never turned down Greg Rogel like this. That's so goddamn funny. That's, I remember she told me that, dude. But she thought, she was like, ah, what? Like, you know, I'm not a child. We didn't meet yesterday. Things happen. I'm like, oh, no. Please, no.
Because somebody asked me recently why I date comics, and I think I finally figured out the reason.
You like being Eskimo brothers with other people?
I need writers. It's how bad I am at comedy. I have girl writers.
Yeah, girls, what you do. And then I put my little male flair on it.
Oh, shit. No, dude. It's because there's like the common ground. Like, if you've been on a date with a chick, you don't even know what to talk about, and you're like, all right, I'm going to, you know, you don't even know where to go. I've been in so many of those awkward situations where you're just kind of sitting there and you're like, what do we fucking even talk about next? When you're dating a comic or somebody in comedy, it's just easy to just start talking shit about people. That's such an easy thing to like.
They get your lifestyle, right? Like, they know
everything.
It's not just
the lifestyle.
Kind
it's like, conversationally speaking, you have so much to go. You have so much common ground right in the fucking beginning, right away.
Yeah, but the perversion of that is like, you also don't want to be, when you're not doing comedy around comedy, talking constantly about comedy. It's kind of like the nice thing is to not do that.
Yeah, but I think it's
that.
Easier to shift, especially in the very beginning. Because when you first start dating somebody new, like, it's, you know, dude, fucking conversations are a little awkward, you know? Like, unless, you know, well, unless it's two dudes, very, unless it's two dudes who are both interesting, you know, I understand how gay dudes do it.
You know what that is? That's a very eloquent answer. I was going to say, why does Lewis date female comics? Because they're what we call fish in a barrel. They have nowhere to go and they need upward movement and they see Lewis as a way out.
It's also because it's like while a guy being a comedian makes him a lot more attractive to random women. Like being on stage is just something women are naturally attracted to. It is the exact opposite for female comedians. It makes them way less attractive. Like there's nothing that's like, I mean, I'm not saying like a guy won't want to fuck a chick he's attracted to, but if you're like, oh, and she goes up and tells like pussy jokes in front of a fucking lot of people.
The average guy is sort of intimidated by,
like, yeah, who wants that?
Intimidated is the wrong word. It's not, I think the average guy goes like, it's just almost like an alpha quality. It's like almost like
you don't
a
really
doodly
want your girl to be doing that for most guys. I think
Santa
they don't really want that.
Being funny isn't sexy. Like a girl making silly faces, being like, it's fucking, it's not hot, dude. You fucking goofy bitch. Like the class clown.
And then I'm all like, and that's, or and then the story, because it's comedy, so you always got to be like, and that's when I took the fattest shit in the world. Yeah. Oh God, I have IBS and I fart nonstop. Stop. No, I thought that. I actually feel very bad. Doesn't it change their like attractiveness is like looks wise? They're gonna be gorgeous, but there
no,
is a thing.
I'm just saying.
But again, I think being a comic,
them.
I think being a guy comic. That's why I think female comics have to take guy comics a lot of times
yeah,
for
so
that
that's
reason.
My point. So my point is, Lewis is buying these chicks at a discount. Is more
yeah,
or less
yeah,
that's my not point.
True. So I personally also think it's attractive when a chick's funny. Like
yeah, but that's not, because that's I live here nor there. I'm saying that their market price is lower.
No, no, he's saying
looks.
Funny chicks are neither here and, nor there. Where are these funny chicks?
Yes, I'm saying they don't.
I think I think Kimmy.
What do you think about unicorns? Whatever.
I think Kimmy Congdon's like humor goes with her, like makes her attractive. Still, I think yeah. like her. You
no,
know what I mean?
I
like,
agree. By the way, I don't feel that way. I don't find it like less. But also, I think a lot of that from comedians is because we do it too.
Well, you're not
like,
intimidated by their
than,
humor.
Yeah.
Like, and you also you appreciate thing. It. You're like, oh shit, this chick's pretty funny and she's hot.
Yes.
Like, I yes.
No, I
the average person though, that's an audience
saying,
member who's sitting there.
Like, if I was
a dude
sales.
Wants to feel like a dude, you know what I'm saying? So a guy wants to feel like the fucking man. And if you're dating a chick who's up there being the man for the day,
but forget that, forget even
it'd be
that.
Hard,
talk
it'd,
about
I'd
when you go.
This, it'd be hard to date a chick who is substantially more successful in comedy. I think in a way like that might fuck with my ego a bit. But like I could understand where for like most guys, if you're in middle management at some corporate job and your chick's like rocking a fucking like comedy club, you'd be kind of like, I don't know. She's
no, that's,
doing this like,
but, I'm, but
like,
forget
it,
that.
It's not attractive to most.
It's men. Not that, but I'm telling you, forget the stage part of it. I'm saying more like you're saying, middle America guy works in an office, makes good money. When they go to like his like corporate events or just like, you know, party, house parties, like she's like in a corner being like, quack, quack. She's being like a fucking ham. And you have to like, oh, that's my wacky chick. Yeah. Ah, oh, no, I got a million of these.
Dude, I remember that chick Katie that I used to date? Dude, I remember for Halloween one year, like, I was just like, we're going to a party, dude. And instead of being like a sexy outfit, she was like Pee Wee Herman. But she like, wore like a straight up Pee Wee Herman outfit, dude. And it was just like this goofy ass suit. And her face was like fucking. And I was like, what are you doing,
no,
bitch?
No. Just be sexy nurse, you dumbass. Catwoman, you stupid buffoon. What are you doing?
Man. That's such a great example.
Like, hey,
of
Lewis,
guys.
Let's go to this party. I'm the turd emoji.
That's a great example of just not wanting a girl. Like guys are not attracted to girls for being like clever or funny.
Dude, if your chick comes out with a bald cap on, Captain Picard, you're like, ew, ew.
She's like, look,
I would hate you if you were bald.
I'm Saturday Night Live's It's Pat.
Please tell me that's a pillow in your shirt. Is that how you look in those clothes?
Just be sexy, you bitch.
You can't. How dare you? How dare you go to a Halloween? First of all, I think the sexy costumes on Halloween are ridiculous, quite honestly. However, if you have the audacity to go with a boyfriend somewhere, you're not sexy something. You're speaking for both of you.
Dude, it's crazy, dude. I'm like a fucking Viking, and she's Pee Wee Herman. It was so awful. Luke's I was so mad, dude.
When it's Aquaman.
Dude, I was so mad. Oh, dude, I think
so
back.
Who are you?
Look at her.
I'm the lady from Misery.
What do you think? Look, how accurate is it? I was like, you fucking goofy whore.
I'm Gilbert Grape's mom. I'm being Gilbert Grape's mom.
Fuck me, dude.
That's so fucking funny. Yeah. Your chick being the ham.
Real quick, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Zippix Toothpicks for supporting today's show. If you don't know, Zippix Toothpicks, one of our new sponsors, they're little toothpicks that have nicotine in them. So if you're trying to cut back on smoking, or let's say you can't smoke at work, or if you guys are traveling, guess what? You pop a little Zippix toothpick in your mouth, boom, bang, bing, get your little nicotine buzz, you're feeling good.
Your peas are popping over there, bro.
Your peas popping?
Oh, your Zippix Toothpicks.
Boom, bang, bang.
Zippix Toothpicks are amazing. First of all, I've definitely cut back on cigarettes because of them, because again, I live in like an elevator building. It's a whole ordeal to go outside. So how many times I've not gone outside and been able to satiate the cravings with Zippix has been amazing. They come in six amazing flavors. There's no smoke, no smell, and you don't have to hide cigarette butts. You don't have to throw out cigarette butts. They cost a ton less than cigarettes. It's an amazing product. If you're looking to cut back, or if you're just looking to get into toothpicks, go to ZippixToothpicks.com, Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com. Use that promo code LOS10, and you're going to get 10% off your order today. Start trying to get your life in order. ZippixToothpicks.com, promo code LOS10 for 10% off.
And get that fucking, get that piece of bacon out of your tooth.
You piece of shit.
Yeah, they do work as just regular toothpicks
they
as well.
They are dual purpose.
Yes. Get
I
that shit.
Tri-purpose.
Yeah, don't just suck on it. Get the shit out of your teeth, asshole.
Get the shit out of your teeth and then flick it in your enemy's face.
And then
say, oye, Chico.
Yes. Rest in peace, Scott Hall.
All right, where were we?
Hey, you hear this Jennifer Coolidge thing? She thinks she's over 200 people because of American Pie.
What is Jennifer? Who is Jennifer Coolidge?
Yeah,
what
is Stifler's mom.
Oh, Stifler's mom. Thanks to the American Pie role. Was she hot back in the day?
She was
kind of
always,
a fucking sloppy
she was
mess.
She was like fat tits, fat ass mom hot.
But what if when she was pull up young Jennifer Coolidge?
She wasn't even like mom hot in American Pie. She was always, at least to me, always just like a sloppy mess.
A little bit of a sloppy mess.
No. Yeah. What is that? No, that's not her young.
No, that's
it's Kim Cattrall.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening here. Maybe right, she's just
doing... What the fuck is happening here?
I don't know what any of this is.
There you go. That's her a little bit younger, it looks like. Okay.
Yeah, so she you know, that's where the term MILF came from. Did the movie make up that term MILF?
I don't think I had ever heard it before that movie. I don't know if it was actually theirs.
I didn't know that.
What a crazy stuck, when you watch back to that movie. I haven't watched that movie specifically, but I've watched movies from that time period where there was a 6 or 7 year period where it was like, dudes, let's get in the car. We're going on a trip. We're going to fuck a mom. We're a fucking fat chick in a hotel somewhere. Wild antics are going to incur. Tom Green might be there. Like, there's a whole, like, there was a period
in
time.
It might have been, I would argue that period is the peak of civilization. That was it.
It was
right before the technology like turned and brought everything down, and it was there. You had like modern medicine and shit. Like you weren't.
Well,
we were
getting out of control. I will say when they talk about rape culture, they talk about rape culture, you're like, no, there was no rape culture. And then you see the Woodstock documentary, or you watch American Pie. You're like, oh yeah, dude, I was living in a rape culture.
I was going to say, and both. I watched the HBO Max one and the Netflix thing about Woodstock. Stock. I just finished today.
Oh,
actually,
there's a new one on Netflix. Is that what that was?
It's great.
Do we have a trailer?
It's great. No, no trailer.
Can we get into it?
But it's
no, it
was great. But every
quick?
Documentary about Woodstock going to shit, it starts with they make a recognition of American Pie, the movie. They go and they just always show Stifler on the field being like and fucking her like oh you know, just like doing that. And they're like, And then again, like, all right, guys, I'm going to try to fuck this foreign exchange student. And you guys all watch from this other computer.
We're going to videotape. We're going to stream this
everybody.
To the world.
And we were like, yeah.
I saw American Pie in the movie theater with my girlfriend's mom and my girlfriend and my girlfriend's mom. and her name was Vicky, and the main character's name was Vicky. So when he's going down on her, and he's like, he's like, oh, Vicky. And it's just the most awkward fucking thing in the world because we're high school age. Her mom's right behind us in the movie theater. It's just the most.
You're like, oh, I do this to you.
I didn't enjoy.
That's crazy.
I didn't enjoy any American Pie movie, but I loved Road Trip.
You loved
Road Trip. I thought it was funny. Yeah. That one made me laugh a lot.
But, yeah, and then it all sort of culminated with The Hangover. The Hangover was sort of the end of that style of movie, right?
Where it was, but that was like, more of it all everything falling apart for them. It wasn't that bro-y, I don't think.
Yeah, I think of The Hangover as like in a different category.
Yeah, you're right. Almost. No, it is. It is. You know. But yeah, that whole time of like
those movies were made for like fucking 20-something-year-olds filled with cum. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it was like a movie made for you to watch.
But that was our generation. So it should be pointed out that it's not our fault, dude. This porn was sprung on us. Phones, camera phones were sprung on us. Social media was sprung on us.
Dude, all it's like
these,
the perfect.
Oh, but hold on, listen. All of these technological advances that fucking just happened within our like most formative years. I'm talking about from the time of like we're like 10 to 20 years old. It like life changing. Life-changing technology,
dude, it was like
that
a
completely
perfect
restructured
storm.
The way everything did. It's unfair to us. We should get 2 or 3 rapes each that we get to just sort of get away with because this was sort of sprung upon us and it was sort of unfair to our hormones.
I was a victim of a circumstance. What, are you going to prosecute every soldier who went to the war in Iraq? I don't know. Like, yeah, it's like, come on, dude. Like, it's, I don't know. Shit was going on. They were shooting at us. We were shooting back at them. Like, we had to live. I don't know. It, dude, but you think about like, it like, so like in the 60s, like our parents' generation, they have like, it goes from being like suit and tie, like, how are you, sir? See you there. Oh, these dames out of control. And then in the 60s, like, we're going to have this revolution. We're not doing any of that anymore. And then we're like the first generation raised on like, okay, no religion, divorces, all this. And then technology comes out with internet porn and they just dump it on this generation that has no like, I don't know.
You know what's interesting?
The whole thing's insane.
I don't know if like, the chaos that Woodstock 99 went down, even with that amount of people, would happen today with the fires. And everything. And simply because most of those, like 180 some thousand of the 200,000 people were going to have their phones out filming everything. Like no one's fucking those people. What was interesting about it was they were living it. Like they were living that. That's what they said. All they did, like, they were like,
right. There was no Candy Crush. There was no phone to be filming something out. There was no social media to sort of distract your mind from.
We
it.
Were
it
kids like, who grew up playing outside.
Yeah,
we weren't the
yeah.
kids
lighting
who grew
a fire
up, like,
was
phones.
Really
yeah.
intriguing, right? For like that generation, like dude, we can light a fire and a big fire. There is something to that. I don't know. I mean, look, riots still happen. Things still get crazy. People still get out of control. But like,
no, but not at a thing that's like. I'm not saying concerts don't get out of hand. I'm just saying not like they, like, you'll never see anything like that Woodstock again because people are too, like, you know what I mean? Like they're just gonna be hampered by something else. I don't know. I guess those people died at the Travis Scott thing though.
Yeah, I mean that was also a little. I mean they weren't like they were just rushing a fence trying to get in and they got trampled.
Yeah.
You know, a little different. Yeah, I don't really know, dude. It was a crazy thing where you get bored, angst filled. The type of music, it's like, dude, I'm not even a big Rage fan. I know I'm buying tickets to go see Rage with you, but it's like, when fuck you, you don't. I won't do what you tell me. When that part of that song hits, if there was people throwing wood into a fire right next to me, I might join in. I'm just saying, right there, right then, dude. If we're breaking, like, people are breaking shit all around me, right? And that part of that song hits. And people are jumping up and down in a car and they're smashing in the windows. Like,
Isabella. Don't be like Uncle Lewis. Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. Are you getting a ticket? You coming?
I think so, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, it should be fun.
General admission. We're all in GA. Yeah, it's going to be fucking a blast.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited about it. Let me see. What is this other one?
Well, it's funny. We brought up Jennifer Coolidge. She says she slept with 200 people thanks to her role in American Pie. It's a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dick.
I mean, thanks to her role, but I don't really understand what that means. She just wouldn't tell people no. Guys would still fuck her before that.
Yeah. But she's saying specifically, like, I'm fucking you, I guess, because you're Stifler's mom.
She just said, she had like a after you fuck her, she's like, will you please stay on the line for a quick 5-minute survey? And you're like, were you sent here by American Pie? All right. That's one more.
Oh, can we watch
New York City McDonald's
yeah,
shooting?
Yeah, can we watch that?
Let's see.
Not the shooting.
New York City McDonald's shooting could have been avoided. Never mind. with hot fries, says Ken of Suspect's girlfriend.
Oh, the fries were cold?
What do you think about this happening, you know, over cold French fries?
I think it would have been solved just in one if they would have just gave the lady some hot French fries and let her been on her way.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been solved right there. She went back to them a second time for French fries, and they're going to give her French fries again. So
cold?
Why?
Automatic. Nobody goes in a restaurant.
Cold fries get shot.
When you're paying your money. And what they said, the girl was, they was laughing at the lady because she was telling them about the French fries. Why would they laugh at? Why didn't they just give
By the way, she's convincing me right now. I mean, that's not good customer service.
If you were just trying to win Lewis over, this is the way to go.
Well, here's the thing. Let's say I come in.
First thing they tell me, they start blaming the people in the back. Then they start blaming the people up front. Y'all supposed to be a team. Now, if y'all read How to Influence People and Make Friends, it says.
No, I'm just saying, you go there. It's not about somebody being shot over hot French fries, okay? What happened was these people were shot over their attitudes, and it escalated, okay? I'm not saying this person was a good person who shot these people. Obviously, she was not, okay? But it was not a simply over French fries. The French fries was the beginning of a series of events. It was the disrespect. It was, you know. Because if I ask for my French fries to be hot. No, I'm saying if I ask my French fries to be hot, and then they come back and they give me another box of cold French fries, and then I go, oh, they're still cold, and then they start laughing like they did it on purpose. Oh, mm-hmm. My God, dude.
You might shoot
someone? If Lewis had a gun at that moment, he might shoot someone.
So you might, so your argument is crime of passion. You might look into being this person's lawyer.
Maybe. I don't know.
She's wearing this Bill Cosby sweater hat.
That's why we go in there to spend our money. Get hot food. And sometimes you go and eat restaurants, they just slap the food on the sandwich any kind of way. When you get home with it, it's not like what you see on the sign. It's a sloppy sandwich, you know. And that's not what you're paying for.
Look, she's bringing up really interesting points. When's the last time you saw a fucking McDonald's burger that looks like it does in the picture?
Canada this last week.
Really?
They give it. A shit. They really give a shit. I will say, hot fries, sandwiches put together nicely. Good. Good shit.
They don't laugh at you up there.
No bunk nuggets. They really come through. Sorry, I'm getting emotional.
So give
Play the video.
What they ask for. If I want hot fries, I want some hot fries. I don't want cold fries.
And I'll shoot a motherfucker that give them to me.
And the girl would order, understand, I would have told her, you know, give me some hot fries or take these back, give me my money back, or I would have, we're going to call the police and try to squash this.
But they shot instead.
Because that's another thing that could have avoided this whole situation. She could have not shot her.
Also, could have just accepted cold fries and said, we'll get them next time. Stop eating McDonald's, baby.
Where was this at? Was this in New York?
It was in New York, Fulton Street.
Oh, wow. In Brooklyn? That's crazy. First of all, when you see a woman with a gun, isn't a whole other level? You're like, what happened to you?
Is that was a woman shot?
Yeah, dude. She could have just been in the world.
Hey, are you not paying attention? She asked for fries. They were cold. She went back, asked for more fries. They gave her more fries that were still cold. Then they laughed at her.
And then she put on her strap.
You want something hot? I'll give you something hot. Bop, bop, bop.
The person backed into a corner.
The person that was shooting was a male, but it was his girlfriend that was going in for the fries.
Oh, that does make more sense. Okay. She sent her boyfriend back with a gun.
Fucking, he's Will Smith. She's Jada Pinkett. You better shoot these motherfuckers for my cold fries.
Then you rewind the tape and see that he was actually laughing at her too in the beginning.
Is there video of the shooting itself?
No, I don't have any video of that.
I was just joking. No. I don't think there's video.
Yeah, well, you know what?
There is a picture of the person.
I always side with the customer. The customer's always right.
Customer's always right, even when they're shooting.
And we also didn't leave no tip.
No, I will not round up for the McDonald's Ronald McDonald House charity.
Get them goofball kids up at that McDonald's. Stop getting McDonald's all the time. Give me hot fries, goofball kids.
All right, you want to wrap it?
Yeah, I'm so stoned. Another fun one, gentlemen. Always love bullshit with my boys midweek. We will catch you back at the stand. live on Monday, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're back.
Finally,
we're back. Come out. Party. Sell it out.
Let's fucking rock that shit out. And we'll catch you then. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass if you have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.